It's time to get local and shine the spotlight on someone in our community. Welcome to Stateline Business First with Dean Irvin on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dean Irvin. He's Eric Jackson. Good to be with all of you. You know, there are certain days, EJ, that we have special guests come in. This is one I was so excited about. Okay, it's self-serving interest. I got to be honest with you. I love their store. And it's amazing. Chuck and Lynn, it's Angela's Attic. They're located at 1020 Gardner in South Beloit. Is where the location. It's antique dealers, over 100 of them. And I got to tell you, and first of all, Chuck, I don't mean to not talk to you. You're my guest, and I'm over here talking to Eric. But first of all, welcome.
Glad Hi, Dean. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. I love your mall up there. 35,000 square feet of treasures. That's what I see.
It really is. We have over 100 dealers. They're constantly bringing in new products. Every time you come in, it's a new experience. We have free coffee, free cookies. People come in and they make a day of it. They'll spend 3-4 hours walking around, sit down and rest in between, then go the other direction.
I was telling you, you know, when I go up there, and it's almost like as you start down these aisles, I get lost in time. It's like memories of things you grew up with and things that just bring back other times in your life. And I got to thank you and Lynn for doing this. You're a former construction.
Right. I still do some construction. So,
well, you know what? Thank you for, you know, with the store up there. And people, I know, at Christmas time, you guys had specials going. And I will tell you right now, and I got to tell you, Chuck and Lynn are not paying me to say this, but it's one of the coolest antique stores you're ever going to see. I promise you. You go up there, and it is magical. And all different eras. I mean, you're going to find so much stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things. Lynn and I have collected antiques for a long time. And we'll go to estate sales, and we'll go to auctions, and we'll go to other antique malls. And we've really enjoyed it. All over the country we've gone. Even when we were in Europe, we've gone and collected antiques from there. It's something that just gets into your soul, and then you just want to do. The cool thing about Angela's Attic is with having so many dealers, and they all walk the floor to help customers on different days, you can find stories from people that have collected goods for years and have been doing this for 30, 40, 50 years, and there's a wealth of knowledge you can't get. You know, we have one dealer, Dean, who has an amazing array of hardware for all kinds of door hardware, locks, everything you can think of, and it's really affordable.
Oh, it's really cool, and all you do is when you first go in the door, go to the left, then take another left, go down the, and it's right in there. I know the store.
Exactly. You've been there once or twice.
I think I'm going to start walking the floor. I do have a question. For people that, you know, I have maybe thought about getting into the antique business and, you know, maybe interested in a booth, you know, how do they go about that, Chuck?
Well, we're very lucky. You know, we give good service. We advertise, so we have a very good traffic. And we have almost a 2-year waiting list at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've been full for a couple of years straight.
That's cool.
Sometimes when you call people on the waiting list, they've decided not to do it anymore. You don't get a return call. So what I would say is if you're interested in having a booth in a very busy antique mall, come in, put your name down on the list, tell them what you're looking for, walk around with one of our people and kind of say, this is the size I'm looking for, this is my budget, this is what I'd like to do, and then you'll get put on the list. And when something becomes available, especially if you have a unique product, if you have antiques that are like from the 20s and you really want to focus on the vintage clothing and the jewelry and the things like that, you know, we really work hard to keep a variety. So knowing what kind of product you're going to bring in will help us know where you'll do best in the mall. So come in, spend a day, talk to our people, put your name on the list. Worst comes to worst, we call you if you don't need it anymore. You know that. You don't need, you're under no obligation to take it. But it would be good to do if you're thinking you might want one.
And it is so much fun. For people who have not been there, I recommend you go there. I think you're normally open 10 to 5 maybe through the week?
We're open 10 to 5, 6 days a week, and 10 to 6 on Saturday.
Okay, so I was pretty close.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And there's everything. If you're into signs, if you're in, you mentioned hardware, if you're into, I have bought so many different things there. I found posters. For some strange reason, it's crazy what people get into. I got into the habit of old phones. Now, I'm not sure what I need an old phone for. Most of the people here, I've got a few in my office. They don't even know what they are. But they're like the coolest thing ever. You just get passionate about this stuff.
Right. On the wall in our house, we have a 1920s. It's one of the ones where you crank the handle.
Oh, my gosh.
The bells ring. And it actually has the generator still in it. And it's a wood thing about 2 feet tall that goes on the wall.
It's like
with
the old Andy Griffith
space.
Phone.
Exactly. And, you know, we have that in our house, and you can always find those. You can find the candlestick phones. The princess phones are highly collectible, though they're probably not quite antiques yet. They're not quite old enough, but they're certainly collectible. You can find those, and most of them work.
Wow.
You know, I mean, a lot of times people will rewire them so they can plug them into a jack and use them. And if not, they're there. And our grandkids, I can tell you, know all the eras of phones. They know it's a phone because in our house we have every era of phone, and they come in, and it's very cool to have. And that's the only way we're going to remember the past is if we collect this stuff and pass it on to our kids.
We were talking with Chuck and Lynn from Angela's Attic in South Beloit. And again, if you ever just want to spend a day where you're going to get lost in time, it's so much fun. And here's the thing with Angela's Attic. And I can't tell you, Chuck, how many times I've been up there. There's no kidding. The people there that work there, the dealers, they'll leave you alone if you choose to want to be left alone. They're helpful. If you have questions, they answer it. They're some of the nicest people.
They really are. Yeah. And our store's policy, and that's a policy set by us, and then going down to everybody else there, is we want to be exactly what the customer wants. We don't want to be a pain in the neck. We don't want to be causing a problem. We want to be helpful. It's a huge place. Sometimes people come up to the counter and say, when I first got here, I saw this, but I can't remember where I saw it.
Yeah.
And by knowing our dealers and the products they have, a lot of times our people can say, well, you know, you probably went here, and take them to that dealer's booth, and sure enough, they find what they were looking for.
Yeah.
You know, that happens often that people get lost. So we offer, like I said, the cookies and the coffee and tea to make people feel at home, and then offer great service.
It's wonderful. It really is. And what's really cool, if you find something and you don't want to carry it around with you, all you do is give it to one of the helpers there. They take it up to the counter, get your name. And when you're ready to check out, it's that easy. You just give them your name and your stuff are there. You don't have to just walk around with what you've purchased. But I got to tell you, hey, it's going to sound like a line, but it's the truth. What you guys offer is my favorite place around this area. I love Angela's Attic. I can't tell you how much. And it's not because you're the owners. I mean, it is so cool. And a little bit of everything. I mean, I was telling you before we went on the air, you even have a little courtyard where there's cool stuff out there.
We do have some outside space. One of our dealers, Lowell, has things out there, and their yard ornaments or whatever that from a time that
it's really cool.
And
by the way, if you have a basement, you have a man cave, you have something going, you got to check this place out. I promise you, anything from old Chicago Cub posters, Bears,
some old Blackhawks.
Yeah, probably a few Packer things. As a matter of fact,
definitely some Packers things.
You know what? There is all. Thanks. Don't encourage him. Please don't.
I'm on my way.
Yeah. Okay. So suddenly now he's there. That is really cool. But I love, you know, the place. As a matter of fact, you see the Autogram little poster.
Yeah, there. I see.
It came from one of the, I don't know which booth it was. I have no
clue. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's, I bought a lot. I bought three or four posters. And
when so we these are your, okay.
When we first opened it up, it was just a dealer that had some stuff. And I bought it. I mean, it's so cool and really, truly one of my favorite places. Now, if you're wondering where Angela's Attic is at, if you're coming up from Rockford on 251 heading north, all you do is take a left at Gardner. Go down not even a quarter of a mile, maybe half, I don't know, somewhere in there on the left-hand side. It's right there. And I promise you, when you go in there, the counter right there, and then you go, and you're going to get lost. You're going to probably think, because there seems like, Chuck, there's probably like four or five buildings there. I don't know.
There are definitely four or five buildings.
I get tired walking, I know, so it's got to be pretty big.
Yeah, it is. It is really big. And as a matter of fact, we put signs at one point saying counter this way from various rooms because people were having trouble finding their way back to the counter to pay.
It's really cool.
Yeah, and you were mentioning about the goods on the counter. You know, our dealers will come and take them from you, bring them to the counter so you don't have to carry them around. On a busy day, that back counter, I'm sure you've experienced it, Dean, that back counter is just full of merchandise.
It's cool.
So it can be 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and you say, how are we doing today? Are we busy? And it's like you look at the counter and say, oh, yeah, we're busy.
You know, the other thing, I got to tell you, you know, Chuck, Lynn, both, that you guys do some pretty creative stuff. I know at Christmas time there were certain specials going on, different things, and you try to create an atmosphere of where people are going to go and just really have a good time. So I would encourage everybody just to watch some of the specials that Angela's, and by specials, I mean different events. And again, you're going to love, you know, all the different things that they have. And I know coming up in March, we'll have some things coming on, coming up. And I kind of threw you a curveball because I know with all the stuff you got going, you don't know all the dates and stuff, but you can check also Angela's Attic out on Facebook.
On Facebook, and we also have a Google, you know, you can go from Google to our website.
Okay.
And though the website isn't where I want it to be yet,
you
we're going to keep
working
good, on
it. I was on it today and I was looking.
Yeah.
It's really cool. The pictures, and also it tells you about different, you know, different kind of items you can find and tells you about the facility and, you know, the hours. Everything is on there. I mean, it's going to give you a really a good indicator.
Yeah, and it's really meant as a guide to just say, this is where we are, here's our hours, here's what you can do. If you go on Facebook, we have over 4,000, they call it likes on a commercial, it's not friends, but over 4,000 people follow our page. Go on Facebook, follow our page, and then everything we do gets sent out on Facebook. So we have a lady that takes care of that, Sarah Forrest. She does a wonderful job, and she'll put we have an evening at the attic coming up in the next few weeks. I don't know the exact date.
Sure.
But go on Facebook. The date will be there. It'll tell you the date and the time, and we stay open until 8:30. We're doing this about once every 6 weeks now. And so it's an opportunity to come in the evening. Maybe you work during the day or your spouse works. You can't make it in. There's some prizes and a little snacks and refreshments that are all part of it, and it's just a fun outing.
Chuck, you and Lynn have been doing this. I mean, you guys are like professionals doing this stuff. Is there certain items that you just have a weakness for? I told you mine's phones. I mean, how about for you?
I really have a weakness for antique furniture. I love antique furniture. One item we have in our house that we picked up was a pump organ made in 18. Well, it was serviced in 1887, so it was made right before then. And we bought that. That's in our living room. And a couple of our nephews, when they come over, will actually play it. It plays. And then I really like the old door handles, dogs, all the cast pieces. And if you come to Angela's Attic, on your way out, you'll see there's a Coke handle on the door. You know, it's just something I found at Angela's Attic a month ago, bought, and had put on our door going out. So I really love the furniture pieces, the old furniture pieces. And all the cast pieces, the little animals and the Coke pieces, the cast pieces, like the door handles and things.
And you've got a couple of booths that are really into the Cokes and all of that. I mean, I remember that. one thing I saw this past Christmas, somebody at one of the booths had like a merry-go-round horse on a coolest thing ever.
Yeah, we actually have one of those at our house. We're trying to decide. We got it when our kids were little.
Yeah.
So we've had it for 35 years, and we had it in one of the rooms of our house and had it bolted to the floor, and all the kids, nieces, nephews, our kids, climbed on this horse for all those years, and now we're deciding what to do with it. We haven't decided yet, but that may be something that'll be at Angela's Attic for sale
soon. I wanted to crawl on it, but I figured, you know what, at my weight, I'll go through the basement.
No, you'd be surprised. They're very strong.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more with Angela's Attic after this on Sports Fan Radio 1330. Welcome back, everybody. Dean Irvin. He's Eric Jackson. I'm talking with Chuck and Lynn's here with Angela's Attic, and I want to thank them so much. They're giving so much great information. And, Chuck, one thing, you and Lynn, is this a family business? I mean, is there anybody else involved? Or just
yeah, it is. It's Lynn and myself and my brother Joe and his wife Cindy, and we own it together and manage it together and do the decision-making together. So, yeah, so it is a family business, and we really love doing it together. You know, working with my brother is a nice thing. It's special. A lot of brothers don't get that opportunity.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's really nice.
Now, I the other question I have, I every time I go in there, I'm wondering if there really is an Angela. Is that somebody that is in your family, or what?
Yeah,
the story?
Well, when we were first going to buy it, Joe and I were sitting talking, and Lynn and Cindy, the four of us, and we said, what should we do for a name? And we started to toss around names, and Joe said, how about we name it after Mom? And I said, well, what are you thinking? He said, Angela's Attic. And we said, fantastic. That's a great name. So we named it Angela's Attic after our mother, who's passed away for a long time, so she was gone before we bought it. But it still feels really nice to go to Angela's Attic. And that's something that we really thank Joe for, because it was an amazing idea to come up with using our mom's name and having this. And it means it's something special every time we do it, every time
what
we talk about it.
What a great tribute to
you. It
mom.
Really is.
I mean, you
it
see
really
the signs and everything else, and that's got to be cool. Very cool.
It really is. And then if I could throw one more thing, you mentioned signs. We have a billboard on 90, a huge billboard, that's Angela's Attic, and we love that. And then we are also a tourist attraction in Illinois. So if you're coming from Illinois going north, we're the tourist attraction sign right before exit 1, which is another cool thing.
That's
so, and
cool.
There's Angela's Attic. Our mother's name is on the highway.
How cool is that,
kinda
guys?
Cool.
That's really cool. You know, the other thing, too, and I want to make sure people are aware, because I was talking about all the different things that you guys have up at Angela's Attic. But I do want to make sure people realize, when I bring up, you talk furniture, I was talking, you know, there's all different types of price points. You don't have to spend large amounts of money to get into this. I mean, or, you know, to go up and buy things. You have all different things.
Well, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is having a unique, different selection. You know, we say we're antiques and collectibles, and we really are. You can find things for $5, $8, $10 easily. Today I was walking by one of our dealers, Lowell's booth, and I saw a cigar mold. I don't know if everybody knows what a cigar mold is, but it's the two halves of a piece of wood that get pushed together, and it molds the cigars inside of it. And this is it's got the Indian logo on it. It's, I'm sure it's hundreds of years old or thereabouts. And it's $235, and it's one of the more expensive items you're going to see there.
Yeah.
But here's something that if you want to touch the history of cigar making, it's an amazing piece for $235. But you can go all the way down to finding things at $5, $10. You know, vintage clothing, you could find a table that's 40 years, 50 years old that's solid wood for $200, $300. And they're gorgeous, solid tables that you would pay thousands for to buy in a store now. So you're finding old things that are available to be reused in your home as an active part of your home at a very affordable price.
Absolutely.
So we have price points for everybody, really.
You know, one of the things I did touch on is you guys offer some really fun things for not only your dealers, but for people to come in there. And there are a couple of things coming up, and I do want to get the word out to everybody that March 6th and 7th, You have?
We have what's called a shop hop, and it's a group of antique malls in our area.
Okay.
Where it's, everybody has sales the same day. It's March 6th and 7th, and it's all day, and it's a group of antique malls, and it's you go around to all the antique malls. Everybody's going to have specials. They're going to have special snacks or treats or whatever, and you get an opportunity to go to all the antique malls in the area and get some special deals. So that's the shop. It's called the shop hop. It's March 6th and 7th. And again, go to our Facebook page, yeah, and you'll see notations constantly. You know, Sarah does a great job of keeping it updated.
Absolutely. And then in April, you got something really kind of clever, I think, coming up also.
This is something that we invented. I don't know. Donna, our manager, and Sarah, our promotions person,
I was going to say, if Joe came up with this, I'm trying to wonder why we've got you now, Chuck.
No. So they came up with this idea of being open in evening now and again,
okay,
to get people that want to come in after work, or people that want to bring a spouse in, and the spouse works in there, yeah, and they haven't been able to come in. So this is April 15th, tax day. So your taxes will be filed. You can come in and spend some money.
Sure.
And it's from 5 to 8:30. After our normal hours are gone, this is a special time. The dealers offer special sales. There's some special refreshments and snacks, and it's just fun. It's, yeah, just being there at a different time, and it's really different people. We met a lot of new customers on our last one, which was the first one. Now we're going to be doing this every 6 weeks or so. It's just a great opportunity to see the antique mall in a little different time.
It is so cool. I mean, I got to tell you guys, I'm envious of you and Joe and also Lynn and everybody. Owning an antique mall, that's got to be so much fun to be able to do that. I think, you know, again, for me, I think I'd be buying more than, you know, so maybe it'll work out for me. You got to be careful.
At the beginning, I, yep, will say, you know, when we first started doing it, we did buy a bunch of things that maybe we didn't need. Now we have a little more restraint. But still, like I said, a couple weeks ago, I saw a Coke door pull, a cast door
cork
that I bought, and I had them mount on the door leaving Angela's Ashes, because I thought, what better than a Coke cast door handle for our front door?
That,
you know,
so
it's an antique,
cool,
mall. Yeah, so we fall in love with stuff over and,
sure,
over again.
Sure. You know, and again, it comes through. You can tell the passion you have, not only for the items. It's funny, Jackson, which you're probably a half my age, but you were saying, Dean, let's go up there. You're into music and different things.
Yeah, it's
cool.
With vinyl coming back the way that it has, and kind of growing up with my father just playing vinyl records, I've really just gotten into that over the last year or so. But also older jukeboxes, older radio systems, things like that. Can we find those over at Angela's Attic?
Definitely. You'll be able to find vinyl, yeah, here and there around the mall, 45s and 78s. And Lowell has a great collection, yeah, of old antique radios, which other people will have some too, but there's a nice collection. And then one thing that I really love about Lowell is in his booth, he has an 8-track player hooked up, and he's always playing 8-tracks of mostly country music, but sometimes you'll go and you'll see you hear the blues or, you know, whatever. But he's got 8-track players working that he's playing these 8-tracks right now not now, we're closed, but when we're open. And it's kind of a neat experience to hear the 8-track because it's a different sound.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You can tell the difference when you hear it. So
you got a little of everything. If you're into trains, there's a booth that has train stuff, everything from the lanterns to, you know, I have found so many different things. I think last summer I bought a watering can because I'm into gardening, and you set out in your courtyard.
Yeah.
There's treasures. It's whatever your imagination will let you think of. You will find there. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. It might be something that, you know, you have fallen in love with. I recommend, please, go up, check it out. Find out what your treasure will be. We all have different life journeys. And you're going to find that something, I guarantee it, something will bring you back to your childhood that's up at Angela's Attic. And I know you have dishes.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well, first of all, just to say on what you're saying, you're absolutely right. You know, when you walk through, if you take the time to look around,
oh,
there are definitely things that you're going to say, I had that, I saw that. I knew that. My grandmother had that. You know, we have a very large, most antique malls have a very large amount of glassware and dishes, which we, of course, have too. In our house now, we really use the Fiesta ware that we bought at Angela's Attic. You know, I love bright, colorful plates. And, you know, a lot of the Fiesta ware is dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
And so that's it. We got rid of the other plates we had. Now we have our cabinet full of Fiesta ware, and that's what we use every night for dinner. It's like if you want something that you've experienced before, you can certainly find it.
Chuck and Lynn, this is a true story. I go in there, and it really is. After I'm there, it's like 2 or 3, 4 hours. I'm just still walking and looking, and it goes so quick. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, you get a history lesson. You get – there's going to be some things that you just stop. I mean, everything from little – I don't know if they're steel or what they are. Little car toys and truck right. toys and, you know, and
I'm seeing an old 7-Up machine on the video that we were just watching here on the Facebook page.
There's so many wonderful things that, you know, and people – you know, if you say, well, I don't know what I should pay, it doesn't matter. If you fall in love with it, that's what it's worth. I mean, whatever. And, you know, I was telling Lynn and Chuck this story. My mom, growing up, had a clock that looked like an old pocket watch. I mean, it was a big clock, but it had the little chain. And I thought, man, I really just want to buy this. Almost like you named your store or mall after your mom. It was like, it was kind of a tribute to my mom, and I thought, well, let me think about it. I went back. I'm not kidding, Chuck. 4 days, maybe 5 at the most, it was gone.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, I learned the most valuable lesson, I think one of them in my life, that you just don't wait.
Right.
Don't wait. And you mentioned, both you guys have mentioned, that things turn. You know, if you've been there a week or two back, you know, it's a different store now.
Right. The dealers are constantly bringing in new products. And you, every time you come in, it's going to be a new experience because so much of the product changes over. So you have to come in over and over again.
Angela's,
it's a place to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Angela's Attic in South Beloit. Would you do me a favor? Would you come back?
Please? Absolutely. Yeah, we will.
I mean, please. I mean, I love, and obviously I could continue going on. Chuck, Lynn, thank you both.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
And you've got a great mall. Truthfully, you do.
Thank you.
Eric, thank you, buddy. Eric Jackson running all the controls. I'm Dean Irvin. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.